That's how winning is done.
You.
What's that?
Not disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro. Okay, I respect you too. Okay.
Are you not entertained?
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you?
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
It's about damn time.
I want my money's worth.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Stop saying that!
Today I become number one.
More questions.
I know this much is true.
What's the name of that song?
True.
That's the name of the song?
Yeah, it's called True.
How do you know this? Like, how do you?
It's on my iPod. I have that song.
I don't.
I got obsessed with the Wedding Singer soundtrack for a little bit there. I love all that. Yeah. That's the one where Steve Buscemi at the end.
That's a good
Robbie
movie.
And Julia. When he fights, like, I could be a wedding singer, and he's drunk and all that shit. I love that. That movie's great.
Steve Buscemi's in the next Grown Ups.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. I've watched that guy in anything.
Yeah, I like Steve Buscemi. I like
how he bridges the dramatic roles, like Reservoir Dogs and all that shit, in Fargo, Armageddon. Even in Armageddon, he's kind of the comedic relief in that one. But then he does, like, Crazy Eyes and Mr. Deeds and shit. You know, like, I love that guy. He was trying to cast an evil spell on me.
I wonder how they're going to
bridge. Or maybe he was just waving.
How they're going to show him into the character. Like, how they're going to introduce his character. Did he know them already? Because he's going to be part of the group, I imagine.
I wonder. Maybe he's the friend that they abandoned.
Rob Schneider's not in it this time. I worked with Rob yesterday for the New Year's Eve show.
Exclusive Woo Bro.
Yeah, no, he had a lot of stories, man. I would have loved to have had him on the podcast, but
he's way too famous.
Way too famous. He would have been the famous person we've ever had.
Yeah.
The famous one we've ever had.
He would have been the most of the one famous person. Yes,
of all the one famous people. Anyways, all right, so how was your New Year's, man? What'd you do?
I was good, man. Hung out with a couple friends and had a little get-together, countdown. It was just kind of a low-key thing. Just a bunch of people talking shit. Drinks.
Dominoes?
Cheat day.
Oh, cheat day? You had a cheat day? I did it, man.
Rice Krispie Treats.
I actually started my...
Brownies.
Yeah. I actually stopped my cheat week on Sunday.
Why would you do that to yourself?
And then on Monday... And it's funny because my friend said the same thing. My friend was like, hey... you want to go to a Subway, and I know that right next to the Subway is a Cuban restaurant. I'm like, oh, I'll just go in there and get the beans and the chicken. And then she was, my friend was like, why don't you just go to Subway? I'm like, no, I'm not going to eat bread. And she's like, now?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, because she knows that last week I was eating like a fucking maniac. And so I was like, no, this is, I can't. So I started my diet again. And she goes, today of all fucking days.
Of all days.
I'm like, yeah, it's not Noche Buena. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not
an eating holiday.
It's not Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. It's not.
Yeah.
So.
And you're not a big drinker, so it's not a drinking holiday for you either.
Exactly. I'm not a drinker, period.
Period,
so.
Yeah. I mean, even though, like, I've been having my, I've still been on the diet, just not taking it too serious. Like if someone offered me a piece of cake, a celebratory, like, hey, Happy New Year, we got treats for everybody, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to eat that. I'm totally going to eat that shit.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I did not.
I made like biscuits at my house, and I was like, fuck it, you know, and I have these sitting there. I'm going to fucking unroll this Pillsbury dough. Let's make some fucking biscuits.
If you would have been here earlier, remember when I texted you, hey, you're working today, and you put, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
And I thought I actually had typed it out and been like, you want to come over and there's some like sausage that
CL sausage. Yeah.
And we could make some of that. And I put, hey, you want to come over and have like a little, you know, get together barbecue. I didn't press send.
No.
And then like 2 hours later, you text me with, hey, you want to record tonight? And I was like, and I opened it up and I noticed I hadn't pressed send. Hence why my response was, sure, yes. And you were like, no, I put
you sure.
You sure.
I'm sure.
Because I wanted, what I had written before was, do you, you know, you want to come over or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah.
I know. That's all right. I missed out on some.
No, but I didn't even make it because I'm not gonna make it for myself only.
We both missed out on delicious sausage. We both did.
I want sausage in my mouth.
I blame you. I'm gonna cut that out and use that for other things. That's gonna get edited into something else.
I want sausage in my mouth. In my mouth.
I was yours. How's the baby? This is the second New Year's.
Yeah, Christmas second for baby for the New Year. Second New Year's baby again. Well, how do you say that? Second.
It's the second New Year for the baby.
Right. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. That's what I meant.
It would have taken me a second.
But I worked.
Oh, that's right. Did you guys do a countdown at the club?
Yeah. I was trying to get out of there beforehand. Because once I got off, I worked West Palm Beach, and I had an hour drive. I got off at 10:45, 10:50. And I was I could make it home for midnight. But I had to wait to get paid.
And Yeah.
That... So at 12:40 when I got paid.
So when everything was done.
And when everything was done, I got home. And so the wife had got home had already gone home, come home. But she came home yesterday, as a matter of fact, from her vacation. Yeah. I hadn't seen her out there yesterday. And so
So now back to reality. No more video games during the day. No more staying out and not feeling guilty watching because there's no kid to watch.
Good time.
You're back to being married with children. Like, I feel like I should put the love and marriage. You're like Al Bundy now.
Yeah, but it was a good time. I missed them, though. I'll get me wrong. I missed them. But if they would have been gone for another week, I would not.
It would have been all right. I would have missed them more.
Well, my wife came back on her period. So I'm like, yeah, I don't need you here this week. I don't need you here.
Yeah.
I don't need you here for another 4 or 5 days. So if you could just.
That's the worst. I remember I was on vacation with a girlfriend and then like she planned everything and she like and then. There was like a cruise, and then the day we leave for the cruise, she's like, "Oh my god, I'm getting my period." And I'm like, "What? Don't you like know, or is there like, aren't you on some sort of schedule? Like, why are you planning a trip on your period?"
Did you ever hear that Odin joke? Odin Perez joke?
No, which one?
One of his very first jokes. He goes that he was saying that same story where he said, "Our girlfriend and I, we were going away for the first time as a couple, like to a long weekend type of deal, and we were packing up the car, and she goes, 'I got bad news. She goes, I just got my period.' And Oni said, 'Since when is we're going to have anal sex all weekend long? Bad news.'" One of my favorite jokes to this day. Like, I still remember that. That was 9 years ago that he said that. And I still remember that fucking joke.
That's funny.
It's such a great joke. But yeah, he's just banging the ass.
Yeah.
Or in the mouth. Both.
Both. You never go ass to mouth. You never go ass to mouth.
Why not?
Huh? No, that's from Clerks 2.
Oh, I don't... was that good? Clerks 1 was so overrated to me.
It was. That's one of my favorite movies, man.
Really?
Yeah. I love Kevin Smith.
I love Kevin Smith, but I don't love everything he does. Well, I don't think there's ever been one actor. I thought about this. I don't think there's one actor that I love everything they do.
I'm more
tolerant.
Yeah.
But like Tom Cruise, we were talking about. Remember, he doesn't miss.
Yeah.
But he did.
Like Valkyrie.
No, I love that movie. Really? I fucking loved Valkyrie.
I never got into it. I saw the first couple minutes of it.
I loved Valkyrie. The one that I was all right with was Night and Day. I'm like, eh, all right.
Yeah, whatever. Man. It's not. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, but Valkyrie, I thought was great. But the other one, the musical that he just did.
Oh, Rock of Ages?
Rock of Ages.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
okay, so
I
even
love
then,
everything.
Not everyone is a home run hitter. No one's batting 1,000.
Nobody. I don't. If you bat 1,000, you've made 4 movies. You know who batted 1,000? Fredo from Godfather movies.
What? Yeah, like
I forget the name of the actor.
Yeah, what's his movies?
I'll tell you.
Oh shit!
You want to see his movie? His movies are literally that guy batted 1,000
for the first 4.
No, that guy batted 1,000 for his entire career.
He leading in these movies?
No.
He's like, the star? Well,
no, he's not the star, but he's a main character. Godfather.
That's like saying Rob Schneider is all his movies are good because
not even all his movies are good. No, but he will tell you. Like he told me yesterday, he was like, there's movies that he hasn't watched that he's been in. And I was like, did you see this movie? And he goes, nah, I never watched it. Like, are you fucking serious? Like, yeah, that movie was funny. He's like, nah,
he was in it. But yeah, I mean, some actors are like that. I mean,
no, but he just, I don't know. Hold on.
Yeah, I know. We're looking up Fredo.
John Cazale.
Well,
So the movies that he did were,
let me guess, all mafia movies:
The Godfather, The Conversation, The Godfather Part Two, Dog Day Afternoon, and Deer Hunter.
Oh wow!
That guy fucking batted a thousand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, well, yeah, yeah. Okay,
and then
you
died,
win.
And then he died of AIDS, and then that was it.
Yeah, well, I mean, well, that's like saying, well, that's the whole idea, like Jimi Hendrix and Kurt Cobain and all these people, Janis Joplin, that if they would have lived,
they would have lived to,
they would have lived to disappoint us.
Of course.
Yeah. Even though Kurt Cobain was disappointing from the beginning.
I.e. Eddie Murphy's career.
So Eddie Murphy should have died 1990.
Beverly Hills Cop 3, I think, and then. And I would have been okay with
you. Liked three?
Yeah, I liked that.
I liked it.
He did it. He said that he recognized that nobody did it. Apparently, the critics panned it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know this because I was a kid when the movie came out. And he said that the movie, that he ruined the franchise. But he's trying to do a reboot now. Like, they're trying to do another Beverly Hills Cop where he's not the main lead. They're doing a Beverly Hills Cop.
They're going to pass the baton.
Show.
Oh, that would be cool.
And the guy from Percy Jackson and the Olympians, the black guy. The guy from Al Pacino.
Al Pacino. Al Pacino from Tropic Thunder.
Yes, he's gonna be the new Axel. It's not actual Foley, but the character. And then
what's it gonna be, like his son or something?
Some bullshit.
His son's gonna be,
who knows? Who knows?
They have to keep the theme though, right?
Bam, 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 bam. One of the best movies.
Like the most recognizable. Like,
I think it's one of the best ones. That, I mean, yeah. What do you? How do you not?
Boom, boom, boom. Can't think of. I'll do that shit all fucking day. I'll do the whole rest of this podcast is me making mouth noises.
Don't say that. People,
but they cut forward. Like, and if I plan it appropriately, like the second they skip ahead.
All right. Only reason I let him go that long is because I was reading my Facebook status. All right. So we're going to continue now. It was a good New Year's Eve, but I didn't spend it with my family.
Yeah.
But I still had fun. I enjoyed myself, and it was a good week for me.
Yeah.
And what'd you do this week?
It's still a cluster, bro. The bank's still fucking me. The car's still fucking. I need a new car. So if you're out there and you're listening, and you know somebody with a cheap car for sale, let me know, because
you don't have any money.
I'm gonna end up having to do. I have to do something, bro. I have to. I can't. I need a car.
Yeah, just car. Getting a loan.
Yeah,
and buying a car.
But that's the thing. I can't. I don't want to. There's something pretty awesome about not having a car payment.
There's something very awesome about not having a car payment. I went through that for like 5 years, not having, like, my car was paid off.
And then,
it was great. And then it broke down on the way back from Marco Island on Alligator Alley. And
in the
like,
dark.
It's time. Yeah, in the dark. And I was like, it's time to get a new fucking car.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I know. It's time. It's time. I just don't know how I'm going to pull it off.
Why don't you go to that bank, MOM?
Yeah, yeah. Trust me. I've reached into that account too many times.
She owed you. She was fucking. You walked in there and they were having after sex.
Yes,
dinner.
I'm gonna blackmail my mom. Actually, I got in trouble for telling that story.
Someone, she heard a podcast?
No. But someone was talking to me in there. Someone at work was like, "I can't believe you said that. You're not supposed to talk about your mom." And I'm like,
"Was it your family you? That said it?"
No, it was like a good friend of mine.
Oh, then good.
But I was like, "Fuck you, man." She.
Well, first of all,
I'm not saying she shouldn't be having
sex with
a guy.
First of all, thank you for listening.
Yeah. Thank
second
you
of all, listening. Fuck you for like saying, "Come on, huh?"
Well, that's what I said. I was like, "Look, I'm not saying it's bad that she's fucking the dude. I'm just saying I don't want to be in the house.
I just hope she's doing it well."
Yeah. Look, good for her. She was a single woman for a long time, raised two kids. Good. Let her go have fun. I don't give a shit. But I don't want to be in the house that it's occurring in. You know what I mean? I just don't want to be in
the
vicinity.
Why? That doesn't make any... Unless you physically see it or maybe hear it.
It's happening in the other room mentality.
So what?
I don't know. It's just... It's
what if
weird.
It was your dad? Dad.
Oh, well, my dad and my stepmom crack jokes about that shit all the time. But they've been together since I was like 10.
Okay. So that's not weird to you? Knowing that they still bang?
No. You can
sleep over the house and you have no problem sleeping in that house because they're banging in the next room. But
it's still gross. But I don't live with them. I don't see... I don't live in there. I'm on vacation over there. So... I've never heard them. But I have...
You've never heard your mom?
The shower thing.
That's not hearing anything. That's what if I spilled a drink on me in bed and I gotta go take a shower?
I don't think that's.
What if I drink, maybe like I spilled like some milk on me.
Yep, that's
milk,
where you're going.
I mean, sperm.
Yeah.
All over.
Some white milky substance.
All over her breast. Why does that bother you?
Yeah, let's get into this more. Let's get into this more, Neri. Let's discuss this. All right.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
Swing in for the fences?
My parents don't have sex, so I'm fine.
That's good. Good. I feel bad for them. They should be fucking.
I don't know if they do. I'm saying that's that because like, in my mind they don't.
In your mind they don't.
In my mind. I was hatched.
That was an old Seinfeld bit that I used to love where he's like, what if wouldn't it be awesome if you found out you were adopted? Because that maybe your parents were just really good friends. You know, they could have never had sex.
So your parents were gay.
Yeah.
We get it. Wouldn't that be the alternative where you go, my parents don't have sex, so they're gay?
No. They're just don't
one's
have
a beard.
Sex.
One's a beard.
I mean, like, if they were, okay, if you had gay parents, like if you had two dads, like, or two moms.
You know they're banging.
You know they're going.
Fact.
Yeah.
You don't choose that lifestyle for a life of celibacy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna become a minority and have to deal with civil rights issues just for nothing.
Just to hang out.
I need
friends.
I need a pool a buddy to play pool with and go bowling with. That's what it was.
Who said that? There was somebody that said if it wasn't for the sex thing, I'd love to be gay because that's just hanging out with your buddies.
Yeah.
Who was that? Oh, shit.
I don't know.
I think I just quoted Bill Invo. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah, that's a Bill Invo joke.
You should feel shame.
I do feel shame. I feel dirty.
That was bad.
I feel like I need a shower, but then people are going to think I had sex. So.
No, only I will.
Yucky.
Look, man, if you want to let me live rent-free in your house, that would help me save a bunch of money, too.
I already got two freeloaders living with me. My wife and child. Somebody else need to fucking come in and
she has sex with you, your wife. So it's that's duty enough.
I don't know.
She doesn't blow you, so
did you
get a New Year blowjob?
No, I told you I got home like at 2 o'clock in the morning. She wasn't even awake. And then she was
I'm gonna bring it up enough on this podcast where she's just gonna be like, fine.
No,
tell Mike I did it.
Angry. She goes, you keep talking about that. And I'm like, well, I didn't talk about it. It was brought up.
I'm going to keep bringing it up to my... I'm going to keep bringing it up.
Until she doesn't let you in the house.
Until she doesn't let me in the house. Or until off air, you have to tell me, hey, don't bring it up again because she blew me. Or she did it finally.
I'm never going to tell you that.
Yeah.
I'm never going to tell you that.
Where she's
bring it up as much as you want, Michael.
No, but then she's going to finally, one day she's going to blow you. And then you're going to... Then her thing is like, now that I've blown you, I'll never blow you again if he brings it up on the podcast again.
But that doesn't work because I'll be like, you're never going to blow me anyway.
Yeah, either way. So,
Your idle threats have fallen on deaf ears.
For every week that Mike doesn't bring it up, I will blow you once.
If that was the case, I would slit your throat. I would make sure.
The second I'm like, hey, so does your wife get... What's up, bro? Has a new host, a new co-host.
We're going to be working together on Sunday.
That's right.
So if you are listening to this, whenever you listen to this, on Sunday.
January 6th, I believe.
Yeah. I'm going to be headlining the Miami Improv and...
I will be hosting.
And Mike Rengardt will be hosting, so... Be there or be square. Did you watch any of the old school picks?
I didn't have a chance, man. I was working at... Honestly, what I've been doing all week is working and trying to arrange shit with my bank. Whatever. Fucking... Ben Stiller.
The podcast?
Yeah. No, I was sick. I got sick.
I don't care.
I know you
don't
care.
I'm kidding. I don't. It's fine. But what were the old school picks last week?
The old school picks.
Murder in the First. Saw that one. That was awesome. It was great again. It was awesome because watching it now as somebody who's been in Alcatraz.
I know. Yeah. It's got to be have a whole different spin on it.
Yeah. It's like, oh, cool. I remember that.
That's like when you watch like shows like Magic City and Burn Notice that they shoot it here. It means different when you're from here, like when you're from the place because you get to experience it. So you've been to Alcatraz. So now when you watch The Rock, it's like a different movie for you.
Yeah. Well, when I watched The Rock, I saw The Rock maybe like, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago. It was really great, man. I love that movie.
The movie's still good. Holds up. It's solid action fun.
You know which one holds up that I was watching today? It still holds up. Fucking Die Hard 3.
Oh, yeah. That, look. I'm gonna
1995.
I think that's
the best one in the franchise.
I was gonna say that. I was gonna say the same thing. I totally agree with you. I like the Die Hard with a Vengeance more. I'll watch it. It's different because Die Hard when it came out.
Look, they're both good. All three of them are good.
Yeah, they're amazing.
All three of them are great, but Part Three is the one. It's my favorite one. It's just the best one.
It's the one I've watched more times. I've seen that one so many more times.
I've watched Part One more than anything else, but I think I've seen Part Two more than anything.
Part Two,
yeah, I love Part Two. Part Two is great. The one with the airport, that one's great. I saw that one today too. Actually, they were giving a marathon on HBO. Nice. All three movies. I don't know if the fourth one was going to be on because I wasn't going to watch that shit anyways.
Fuck that movie in the face.
Actually, I would prefer to fuck it in the ass because I don't even want to look at it when I fuck it.
I don't want to watch this movie. That would imply you have to watch.
That would have to imply after watching some kind of aspect. At least if you turn around, I could pretend you're in a different movie.
That metaphor was beautiful.
Yes.
Well done. Slow clap.
There you go. But it holds up. I'm a big fan of that movie.
Yeah, that's a solid one.
Huge.
Huge.
That's what I said to the people who made...
I don't know if that's the right...
You're right. I don't think that's it. Anyway, I posted a video on Facebook of me and my wife, like a thank you to my wife, and I thought I was going to get ragged on by a bunch of comics. And I think I posted it on the right day because I posted it on New Year's Eve.
So you still get credit. Yeah, you still get credit for it.
So I still get credit for it. Women on Facebook love it.
Ooh.
But no comic was on Facebook at the time. So I think, and enough Happy New Year's.
It pushed it down in the feed.
So it just got buried. So no comic has seen it. So, or at least commented on it. I thought I was going to get railed by fucking comics. I was like, oh shit.
Here we go.
Opening up the floodgates. Here we go. Anyway, so you didn't watch any of the fucking old school picks?
I didn't have a chance. I mean, I had seen Inner Space recently, and
I haven't seen Inner Space in a while. Oh, I did see.
I caught the end of it
in the cut.
You finally saw Meg Ryan.
Well, I just googled in the cut sex scenes. I was like, let's quit playing games. I'm gonna watch through. I'm not gonna sit through plot and character development. Fuck that. Show me your titties. Show me your titties, bitch. And that's what I did. And great. There was a scene there that she was watching a dude get head in the movie.
I can't remember.
No. There was a scene where she walked into some like dark alley and there's a guy in a business suit where you can't see his face.
Right.
He's getting blown by some chick and you see her sucking his dick.
Actual blowjob?
You see the dick and you go, wait a minute.
It's a real dick?
It's a real dick. It looks like a real dick. So if the girl was sucking a prosthetic dick, so be it, but for movie purposes, she was sucking a dick.
Sucking a dick.
And they showed it. They didn't just show the back of her head. They showed that as well.
Right.
But they showed close-ups of the... I'm like, hey, that's a
dick. Can you show that?
Can you? What?
It had to have been a prop. Otherwise, it was an NC-17.
You know what movie was like that, too? Speaking of Bruce Willis, was... fuck, what was that movie?
Color of Night.
Yes, thank you. I was going to say Color of Red or something.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Color of Night.
That was a good movie.
I liked it as a kid because I was like, titties?
Six. All over the place.
All over the place. She got like, they went into the pool and she just took off her dress. I remember that scene where
they
fell into the pool. She took off her dress in the water. She had no panties on, no bra on. And I was like,
yeah.
She was ready for this. Like, I remember, man.
She was ready.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
And then you see Bruce Willis cock.
Yeah. Well, that was again. It's funny how people are like, I don't want to see some guy's dick in a movie. I'm like, but you watch porn? Oh yeah, every day.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. But if it's a celebrity dick, ugh, that's gay. Well, it's fine.
That's good.
You know what movie had a lot of male frontal nudity? Schindler's List. Holy shit.
I didn't mean to laugh at that. That makes it sound like terrible. You know, Schindler's List. Hilarious. Schindler's List.
But I just thought it was like, there's what other movie recently? Django. I had male frontal nudity. There was another movie recently that I was just like, hey, enough with the dicks.
Yeah. No.
Oh, I saw American Reunion.
Oh, I don't know.
And they showed this guy's dick.
Stifler?
No, the guy that fucked the pie.
They showed Jason Biggs' dick?
Yeah. He was like covering it with a pot holder, a pot cover, but the pot cover was glass. and they showed it. They showed the glass thing pressed against, and his dick pressed against. And you go, hey, that's a dick. Why am I watching a dick?
Yeah. Well, that's how when I watched Spartacus, they had that show Spartacus from Stars, and there was a lot of that's like porn wrapped in the movie 300. Like it was that. That's what that show was.
Well, I didn't want to watch. I saw,
but
the
there
first,
was
like,
a lot of.
I saw the first like two or three episodes of Spartacus when it first came out, and it just seemed so hard to be trying. It seemed to be trying so hard to be 300.
It really is.
But it was like a cheap version of 300. Like the graphics were fucking cheap, and I was like. And the storyline was confusing. The first two episodes,
I don't,
and my friend told me the same thing. He goes, yeah, I'm feeling the same way. I may stop watching it. And now he is like the biggest. Like, Spartacus is the best show on
television. I just watched the first season.
And I'm like, I don't, all right.
No, but
I want to watch it for the titties.
There's a lot of that, yeah. There's a lot of that.
That's remember I told you about that movie, the show, True Blood?
Oh, yeah.
I saw it the first episode, the first night it aired, and the first scene is this guy getting blown in a fucking truck. And I'm like, all right, you got my attention.
And so.
And I'm watching. Yeah. And Sativo to Season Pass.
There you go.
What are your picks this
Angels
week?
In the Outfield. I have Kiss Kiss Bang Bang there, and I'm going to watch it. So, we may have to come back to these next week if they're good. If not, you'll never hear about them again.
Never again.
So Inner Space Total Comedy holds up. It's really fun. I mean, the technology's a little out of date. You know, like you could see the miniatures and all that stuff when they shrink them down into the human body. But there's some really like balls out funny parts in that movie.
Yeah. Oh, man. Really good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
So I kind of want to go with a serious one, and oh no, fuck it! I'm gonna go with another Martin. No, because this movie came up, and I, it's such a good. I feel like I'm living this movie right now, and it has Martin Short. I'm gonna continue with the Martin Short theme, and I'm gonna go with the movie Pure Luck.
Pure luck.
Martin Short.
Oh, that one
and
like
Danny Glover.
By a bee or some shit?
Yes.
Oh, okay, I remember that one.
And he's got the worst. Apparently, he's got the worst luck in the world, and all of these bad. He's just the most unlucky dude in the world, and he's just accepted it. So bad shit keeps happening.
Is it the one that Danny Glover was like, "I'm too old for this shit"?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one where Danny Glover says that.
Is that Doesn't he say that in every movie? Every movie, Danny Glover's like, "I'm too old."
At a certain
for this
point,
shit.
Like he's they like they. Like it's man, like in his contract somewhere, yeah. He's like, "How many? I'm too old for this shits. Do I have to say?
Like, how many do I get in this movie? Like, it's not even a have to say. How many do I get?
How many do I get? He's like, no, I need to say. Like, he has a weird OCD.
Yeah.
Where he's like, if I don't say it three times in one movie, the plane's wings will fall off as I'm flying.
Yeah,
well,
it's a weird thing.
That's just the way it is.
I'm too old for this shit.com will cease to exist. So I mean, would it be great? I'm too old for this shit.com. Is that a real website? I wonder.
Shit, we got to get it before I post this up.
I'm too old for this shit. And then we could post
Danny Glover. It'll just be our Danny Glover tribute site. Nope. It's open.
I'm too old for this shit.com. I really want to jump
guess
on that.
Guess who's
now.
Buying it tonight?
Tonight. More monkey pussy for me. Sorry, every time I hear that.
So yeah, I'm going to go with Pure Luck because that's my state of mind. If you watch that movie, you will know what is happening to my life right now. Melodrama.
Pity party. Table of one.
Yep.
Michael, your table is not ready. Let me see here. I actually haven't seen that movie, so I may be interested in watching that movie. But you went with another comedy, and the thing is, I went with drama last time, action before that. So I may have to go with another comedy, but for the sake of, but I don't know, I'll go with another drama. I will go with When a Man Loves a Woman. When a man loves a woman.
Is this the one?
Andy Garcia.
You're on like a Meg Ryan kick, no?
That is a Meg Ryan movie, actually. Yeah.
She's the woman.
I honestly just remember the movie because of Andy Garcia. But yeah, you're absolutely right. That is a Meg Ryan movie.
That's an intense. That's a heavy movie, bro.
That's a great movie, man.
But it's great. But that's a heavy one too.
Nah, it's not heavy. Once you go Platoon, everything after that is
It's lighthearted. Everything compared is like, to Platoon.
Yeah,
but everything's a fucking cartoon.
Yeah, like hey, happy go lucky time.
Yeah, yeah.
She has
compared to you know raping of villagers and shit.
Yeah, that's yeah. Once you go raping of villagers, and killing retarded villagers.
Yes.
You kind of everything else is kind of like hey. She's an alcoholic.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's
acceptable.
Things could be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse. Yeah, that's every movie after Platoon. Hey, it could be worse.
Could be worse. You're lucky.
Yeah, I remember.
You're lucky. You.
I remember after that, like I was like, what year was that? Because I was like a teen, like preteen, like 10 years old.
No, I saw that movie. Maybe, but I remember seeing it. I remember watching that movie in health class in high school.
Oh, about for alcoholism? Yeah. Or was that the teacher was
that's
hungover?
The fucking bullshit excuse that the teacher gave. Like, for health reasons. Yeah. You had to notice a sign. Somebody has that. Let's just watch this movie. Everybody go to sleep. Don't fucking bother me. I'm going to sleep. Yeah. You watch the movie. There's going to be a quiz at the end.
This is important for your educational development. Now, everybody watch this quietly. It's like...
Yeah, I always found it weird. Like, the moment... I went into that class like, oh, you have health. And then it was like a PE teacher, but he was like super fat. I'm like, no, I don't believe
they
anything
only
he
make
says.
Two types of PE teachers, super the fit. Super fit or the super fat. Yeah. Like there's only two.
And the funny thing to me is like, I mean, first of all, it's pretty shitty that IMDb gave One of Men Loves a Woman a 6.2. That's bullshit. That's a lot better than movie than 6 stars. In my humble opinion.
How many what's ups do you give?
What's up? No, I give it... I give it 8 bros.
Eight bros?
Oh, actually, no. It's out of five. It's supposed to be up to five. Right,
bro.
I give it 4 bros.
Four bros.
Yeah, it's a four
out of 5 bros.
Yeah. It's a great movie. It came out in 94.
Okay, so I was like in middle school then.
Yeah.
And...
I graduated in 99, so it came out in my 8th grade year, hence why I watched it my 9th grade year in school. Right?
But the reason I remember that movie is because when my mom and her, all her divorced pity party friends, like all of them went to go see it, and they were all of them in love with Andy Garcia, and...
He's dreamy.
He is dreamy. No,
he
I'm not
was,
gonna say, he
not
was.
Now.
Well, he's in this movie now where he wants to become an actor or something. Like, it's the movie's about him being a regular dude, and then as an older guy, he wants to become an actor.
No, you're talking about City Island.
Yes.
That's the best Andy Garcia movie ever.
I haven't seen
it. That is fucking phenomenal. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you how great that movie is. I saw a movie in a screening. The only reason I saw the movie is because there were free passes given out, right? And so I went to go see it at a screening. And our friend, Irene Morales.
Yeah.
Is personal friends with Andy Garcia. Like her mom grew up with his wife.
Right, yeah, a bunch of people. Like, if you're from Miami, he's from
Dallas. So she spent many a Christmas Eves and many a Christmas days in Andy Garcia's house as a child.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, yeah. As a child, they spent many a, you know, she knows Andy personally. He's gone to go see her perform.
Wow.
Shit like that. So when I saw that movie, I called Irene and I was like, that's the best movie. Have you seen this movie? No, Andy was telling me about it. And I'm like, this is the best Andy Garcia movie, period.
Wow.
Fuck Godfather 3. Like, it's so fucking great, that movie.
Wow.
It's strictly, it's not action. It's not even, it's a drama comedy kind of deal.
Well, yeah, dramedy.
But, the writing was so great. The character development. I left the movie theater wanting to know what happened to these characters.
Wow.
I wanted to know like what else is going on in their lives.
I wanted to see it. I hadn't seen it.
Fucking great.
City Island?
It's City Island. Or Island City. One of the two. I forget. I honestly forget what,
yeah,
but I know
yeah,
those
but
two
it,
words.
I'll figure it out. I'll find it. But that sounds awesome.
Awesome. Awesome. Man, it's so fucking great. Well, I said it was the best Andy Garcia movie. I mean, he was in Untouchables. So. But
that's not an Andy Garcia movie.
Right.
That's a Sean that's a Kevin Costner movie, really.
Right. That's the cost.
The cause.
It's called City Island. That's what it's called.
City Island.
Awesome.
Which Kevin Costner, no spoilers, is in Man of Steel. And
yeah, I know who the star. I know. That's why I was Russell Crowe.
Oh, so you knew that part?
I knew the actors. I know who's involved in the project.
Okay, good.
And who's involved in the project. I haven't seen the preview.
Bro,
I haven't seen the trailer.
It gave me, bro, it gave me goosebumps seeing it on the big screen.
Okay. Okay. I don't want to build it up for myself because I want it. I want it, that nerdgasm that you're having.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to experience that when I'm watching a movie.
For the movie.
I want to experience that and be like, just like be squirting nerd jizz all over the fucking place.
Your nerd pussy's going to be so wet.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's like...
Yeah, yeah. It's a slip and slide just, nerd pussy.
Oh, my God. It's going to be awesome. What would be nerd jizz?
Huh?
What would be nerd jizz?
Nerd jizz?
Yeah. Like, if you had to equate...
Like, if a nerd were to ejaculate something nerdy?
Yes. Hence, nerd jizz, right? What part of that is
understand? But, like, you're talking about, like, he ejaculates...
I don't know. Like, something nerdy. Like, that's what I'm... Like, a clown would ejaculate, you know, fucking confetti.
Balloon animals?
No, confetti. You ejaculate confetti. A clown ejaculates confetti. Everybody knows that, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Have you not?
You're right. I'm sorry. It's written in the...
Yeah,
in the,
everybody knows that.
Everybody learns that in school.
You learn about realism, and then you learn about... You learn about... That was one of my favorite quotes. That's one of my favorite quotes. She has a master's in what? Coloring?
Coloring.
Jesus. Yeah, no, it was great.
But nerds would be... A lightsaber. I don't really know. I don't. What would a nerd jizz?
I don't know. I'm trying to find out. I think that would be a nerd boner. Would be a lightsaber.
Yeah, it makes the noise.
Right.
Like,
but a jizz. Hmm. It's a good one. We'll have to come back to it because I can't think of.
Oh, anything. Jizzing. The ooze from TMNT 2.
Or. Slime. From Ghostbusters.
You know, nerds jizz out a liquid metal Terminator. That's what they jizz out.
You can't jizz out something manlier than you. You can't. That's not the same thing. You're supposed to jizz out little pieces of you, not something that's gonna kill you. Like, this is way cooler than me.
Wouldn't it be awesome?
Nobody's jizz is cooler than them.
Nobody's jizz is cooler than them.
Nobody.
Can we call that? Can that be the title of this week's episode?
Yeah, that would be it. No one's jizz is cooler than them. Come on.
Like, that would be awesome if that's how they made liquid metal Terminators in the future.
In the future,
like,
they have nerds jerking off like into a Petri dish.
Have you seen this boy? Shit.
Mm.
It looks just like me.
Except manly and tough. And he does a great role. That guy does a great job. The guy, I forget the actor's name.
Yeah.
The T-1000.
Yeah.
He does a great job in that show that, again, I was late to watching, The Unit. He does a great fucking role in that. That whole show is really great.
He's one of those good character actors, but every time he comes on screen, I'm like, it's the fucking Terminator.
Well, actually, I didn't remember him from being a Terminator, as sad as that is.
Really?
And I'm like, this guy's, where have I seen him before?
I swear, where have I seen him?
Then I have to be on, of course. When a man loves a woman. No, he's great. That whole show is great. The Unit, very underrated. And I'm sad that I didn't find out about it.
Yeah,
I didn't start watching it until literally like maybe 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like 4 years after they canceled.
Yeah, the show was canceled.
So, but it went for 4 seasons. So
yeah, Dennis Haysbert.
Yes. Allstate guy
and the president.
Very difficult to not watch that show. And every time he speaks, I go,
you're in good hands.
Are you in good hands?
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where, like, we will get out alive. I'm like, listen to him. You're in good hands. My wife and I say that every time we watch an episode. We go, he's in good hands. We're in good hands. Just
like, even both of you look at each other and we're like, yeah. He's good. It's the hands joke. Right? It's like when each one of you makes it.
We're like, touche. I saw opening and then I take it.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Good. Ninja strike.
All right, so when a man loves a woman, going back to the old school picks.
Do we have a sunshine pick or a listener pick?
We don't have a listener pick, but we do have a
huge list of sunshine.
You get it, sunshine.
I got a pocket full of sunshine. I guess.
You're getting worse than me.
I know. I'm trying to get you.
No, because I would never listen to that song.
That's the whole point.
Up. All right. Okay. I don't know if we've done this movie. I definitely love it. Kingpin? Have we done Kingpin?
I don't know. In the Sports Mountain. That's the. I think that it's got to be the only time it's come up.
It would have to be in the only time, but Kingpin as an old school pick. That's she chose that. Yeah. One of my favorite comedies of all time. One of my favorite fucking comedies.
Yeah,
of all
time. Yeah.
I just love that movie.
No, we were talking about it. The milking the cow.
Yeah, but we talked about that on a personal. That we talked about off the air.
Off
right?
air. Yeah, yeah. But that's that's why I came up recently. That's why it seems like we've picked it. But yeah, that movie.
I love that fucking movie.
I love Vanessa Angel, that girl.
Yeah, well, she didn't age well.
She didn't age well.
Well, let me rephrase that. She's aged like a 40-year-old woman.
She looks her age.
Yes.
Yeah.
She looks like a great 40-year-old woman.
Bro. But she was
in that movie. Oh. Holy fuck. Just like Lauren Holly in Dumb and Dumber. You go, oh my God. I understand why he married her. And then you look at her now and you're like, oh, okay. Yeah. She's a 40-something-year-old woman.
She looks like a mom now.
She
looks like a mom.
She got a little fupa.
But Vanessa Angel, man, she was great in that movie. And there are still so many good scenes in that movie.
I love that. And if you watch the DVD version, it gives you, it's different than the movie you saw in the theater. The DVD version has
the edit, like in the director's cut, or is it?
I don't know. I just watched the movie. But when you watch the movie on DVD, it has scenes that you did not see. And there some of them.
Like you wonder why they cut them out.
Well, it would be for time.
Probably.
But there was one scene where they were doing the montage of like them traveling the country when they finally teamed up.
Yeah, yeah.
And they show that's Randy Quaid, right?
That's Randy
Quaid. So they would show Randy doing – they showed him at a carnival and he got strapped on and he did that slingshot thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then when he came down, there was a bunch of shit on the floor. Like, when he literally shit his pants. It was awesome. I mean, that's a complete – fucking potty joke, but it's it's so great. So great.
But that movie's the Bill Murray comb overs. Bill Murray's amazing in that movie. He's so fucking good.
Sometimes I wake up and he's already there, and the little kid.
He's already
there. Fucking dirty man. Great movie.
That is a great movie.
You know who else about the thousand? Sunshine. Sunshine is not disappointed with a single pick.
Well, enough. You are.
No, I'm telling you,
they're great. No, look, I'm not taking anything away. She has Beetlejuice on here. That was her pick.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of them she has on here that you go. Okay.
That are good.
Really good. Yeah, they're all really good. I don't think I've seen one. Even the bad ones are good. Bad. You know, like The Cutting Edge. I like that one. I like The Cutting Edge.
It's fine. Look, the old school category, the old school pick is such a very wide definition. It's a very, very general definition.
Hey, so how long has it been now since you've had sex with a girl?
Oh, okay.
that's different.
It's a while. I don't
it's
even
a, know. It's a while.
Well, a couple... Well, a month plus, like more than a month. I can't even, honestly, I can't even.
No way. It's been way more than a month.
Well, at least, No, way more, like 2 months.
Well, you don't remember the last time? You don't remember the last person I was with? Yes, you do.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
So it was I think it was before my daughter's birthday.
The last person I had sex with was Sunshine.
I think that was before my daughter's birthday.
That I had sex with. Or blowjob. Yeah, anything.
Sexual.
I was gonna try and justify.
All right, Clinton, take it easy. Take it easy. Slow down.
I was gonna try and justify. No. I honestly, bro, I just tuning it out. Just kind of trying. I have too much shit to deal with right now, bro. I'm going through a lot of shit.
I think if you had sex, you'd feel.
I would.
You would get the stress released.
And yeah. Someone volunteered to have sex with me, and then. Inception.
Feet jobs.
I wish. Yeah. All that stuff, I'm up for it. It's just, I'm tired of the, you know, here's my thing. The hunt and the quest for pussy, the quest for this girl attention as was overcoming my life. It was just like taking over. So I the quest is no longer there, but I'm still would like to have sex and blowjobs. That would be fantastic.
Yes.
Feet sex would be good.
Well, I would like to have that too.
Yeah. Was the last time you got blown? Exactly. See?
August.
Yeah, but I mean, you're still getting late.
Yeah. But you asked me a specific question,
right? That's what I'm saying. So it's question. Like you want what you don't have. So
Yeah.
But, right now, I don't have anything.
Yeah, but if I was getting blown, I would still want to get blown.
Yeah.
That's just never going to go
That's
away.
That's one of the things you want even when you have it.
Yeah.
Even like, when you if you're it. Like, if you're getting the mid blowjob, you're like, oh, man, I wish I could be getting another blowjob right now.
She should call a friend.
Yeah.
And her friend come over and both of them blow me. Because that's what I think about it. I literally told my wife this not too long ago. I said, you know how sad it is that whenever I watch porn, I'm literally just watching blowjobs. Like, I'll just search for blowjobs now. I'm like, oh, yeah. Look at that guy getting head.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not even him banging. The moment he starts banging, I'm like, all right, get back to the head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And cut.
And all right, we get it. We're going to have sex now. All right, whatever. Fine. Is there a 12-minute head a blowjob scene? Yeah. That's kind of what I need right now. So thanks.
You like search blowjob compilation.
Well, you put blowjob. I don't like the compilation. Because I feel as if once the first guy finishes, I have to finish. Like, I'm like, oh, I didn't finish. I'm sorry. My fault.
You time it with
I try to time it with, we all do. Yeah. You try to time it with, like, all right, there's a minute left to the clip. So you got to do what you got to do. But it's got to be done within a minute.
Like when you see the slider at the bottom of the screen, it's like, Oh, shit.
All right.
If I don't finish, then I got to start all over.
Have I been doing this for 12 minutes already? Fuck. All right. That's my rule. Whenever you go to, like, Pornhub, you know that you can only search 5 videos a day. My rule is, I'm porn really? On your phone.
On
your phone. I don't remember the last time I jerked off. I don't remember the last time I watched.
I have a laptop, so.
Yeah, I don't remember the last. I had to pull my laptop to my. It's a chore. So I watch it on my phone. But on your phone, you can only watch 5 videos a day, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, five videos in a 24-hour period. And here's the thing. The way I go about it is, one, they have to be over 10 minutes long. And two, they have to have like either a 4-star or like over 90% rating.
So you are choosing. You have a high
standard. Yeah, it's got to be over 10 minutes long. The fucking 4-minute, 5-minute clips. I'm like, I don't. No, that's bullshit.
That means that there's another clip following, and then you're gonna have to waste one of your clicks on that.
No, but it's not even that. It's just a matter of like, it's not enough to get me off. Like, I'm not gonna watch something and then kill
five videos a day.
Yeah,
and but each one you nut.
No, you don't go through that. Like, I don't go through five.
I was going to say, you jerk off five times a day.
But because, well, when she has been gone for a week, so. when.
I'm so dehydrated.
Yeah. You know, it was fun because I had that joke on stage talking about how, like, every guy, no matter, you know, what background you come from, no matter what financial status you are, we've all played that game at least once in our life. Like, how many times can I jerk off in a day?
Yeah, that's the universal game.
Yeah, you've all done that. And this week, I was like, hey, it was like 4 days of that. I'm like, let's see. Whatever.
You must be tired. Like, I feel bad for you.
Well, the last couple of days, I was like, it's draining. Taking a break.
Literally.
Just taking a break. The last couple of days before she got here, I was like, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I can't do this anymore.
I got calluses and like a weird,
my palm is hairy.
Raw skinned areas.
It's a very weird thing. But no, she, what was I telling about? Yeah. So you go when you're. I don't go through 5 clips a day. My point is they limit you to 5 clips. So if you choose a bad one, then you're like, this shit sucks. It's low quality, or the chick is whack, or whatever. And then you just have to click another one, so you kill one.
Back in the day when you used to go to the hotels and they used to have the Spanktravision, they would give you like a 3-minute preview. They would give you like
that's all you need.
That's all, like, you would just literally, it was almost like if what you're talking about is, or like if one of those, like, how many times can I come in a day, is like,
girl, it's not coming, it's jerking off.
Or jerking off is
at some point you're just shooting dust.
Yeah. You're not even coming anymore. Yeah.
Trust me. I came.
Yeah. No, it's there. It happened.
Yeah.
But then if that's like, running the mile or a marathon, this is like a 100-yard dash, the 100-meter dash where you're like 3 minutes. And go. Tick, 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 tick. That's why I miss, and the old VHS tapes, you would have the phone sex ads at the beginning. I miss those. Those are great. Sometimes
phone
I'll
sex?
Just.
I never. Oh, the phone sex. Operator.
No, I never. We never called, but the commercials were like them just saying the dirtiest things to get you to call showing all of this nasty shit. And I'm like, all right.
I'm done.
The whole rest of the video unwatched. Unwatched.
Did you see this movie? I saw the tape.
Yeah,
I did not see the movie.
The whole front end of it is worn out. Yeah. Like the commercials you can see is just like all warbled.
I say that bit on stage about, like, I don't even need real porn. I just need, like, I go home and watch that Girls Gone Wild commercial over and over again. Yeah. I don't give a shit. Black censored bars. Fuck it. I'm down. I can. Yeah. My imagination can do the rest. I don't need to see that shit.
One of my friends got nervous. And it's weird when you bring this up to your friends, because then you like you never want to bring it up if you're the only one that does a certain thing. And he's like, I'm worried, man. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I'm worried. And then we're like, are you okay, man? What's going on? He's like, bro, like, I realized I can't have sex with my girlfriend without watching porn.
Oh, yeah. I have a friend who did that.
It's called porno creep. It's a real thing.
I have a friend who, because of that, he literally, like, he's now a born-again Christian. Like, I'm being serious.
Really?
Because he was getting into, like, he would always be the drinker, and he would always drink a lot, and then he would always he was heavy on gambling,
addictive personality.
Yeah, but yeah. it wasn't gambling like I'm a degenerate and I'm gonna lose a house mortgage on this. It was like every week I have to play a poker game with my buddies every single week,
right.
He takes it very serious. He takes that poker game Now he doesn't go to Vegas and throw away all his money,
right?
But that poker game that week he takes very serious, and then he would watch a lot of porn. And he told us, he goes, there'll be times where he wouldn't even want to have sex with his wife because he wasn't even finding her attractive because he just kept thinking about porn. And I told my friends this, like, when he told us this, I go, like, the franchise, I was like, he's not one of the franchise members, but I said, hey man, I don't know about you guys, but I watch a lot of fucking porn.
Right.
A lot.
Right. Yeah.
And how much porn do you watch? Yes.
I like all your bacon, all the bacon.
Yeah, and I've never been like to the point where I'm like, I'd rather watch porn than be with my wife ever. Like, yeah. I've never been, dude. I watch a lot of fucking porn, man. And I started evaluating how much. I'm like, man, that's
once you start quantifying it.
Yeah, so when you start quantifying, you go, oh, maybe I do watch too much.
Yeah,
but it's still, I've never been like turned off by my wife. I've never been like, nah, I'm all right. I've never turned her down. Like, the one time I turned her down was out of spite to just to see what it was like. I'm like, all right. No. And then she thinks that's the funniest thing when I turn it down, because then she'll start grabbing me and reaching for me. Like, she starts acting like the guy.
Yeah,
and
come
like
on, the more baby.
She
acts,
yeah, exactly. She literally says that.
Baby, just come on, let me just put the tip in.
And then the more she starts acting like a guy, the more I start laughing, which in turn makes me act more like a girl. Because I'm laughing.
No, stop. Come on. Stop.
But I've never. Yeah. I watch a lot of fucking porn. So your friend did this too?
Well, the thing is that it was this thing where it wasn't that he wouldn't get turned on, but he's like, you know, it's just, I feel like I can't get, like, he would say that I can't get hard without watching pornography. And then, so my girlfriend and I watch porn together to have sex. But then, like, if there's no porn around, we can't, like, if we're somewhere where there's not a TV or access to his porn,
or a phone,
but this was before really the smartphone thing, and then it was in the DVD post VHS DVD era of pornography, and then
it's what the porn industry called the heyday,
I remember one time, and so we were all there standing around, and like I wanted to talk to his girlfriend about it, but I didn't know if I should or could, right. You know, like, how do you balance that out? So I'm like, hey man, do you want to like talk to your girlfriend about it? Does she ever bring it up? And she's like, no, she's into it. And then I'm like, then why the fuck are you complaining?
Like, right.
What is wrong with you? Why are you mad?
Then you got angry.
Yeah, I was like, no, fuck you. You're not allowed to date her anymore. She's with me now. I take her from you because you don't respect it.
You don't treasure what you have.
A girl that like wants to watch porn with you, and is like, is it a problem that you're forcing her, and she's like,
does she get mad at you?
Yeah, no, she's like, yeah, no, she watches porn, she likes porn, or whatever, she's into it, and it's also, what do you, I don't understand, like, what do you
say? I'm so confused.
So it became this running gag where we were just like, when they broke up, we're like, oh, I guess now you can go back to your real girlfriend. We were just like giving him shit about it, and all of us tried to date her after that. Like, fuck bro code, fuck that shit. All of us were like, "Hey, you want to come over and watch a movie?"
The moment you tell your real guy friend that she like fucking like, "Hey, my girl watches porn and she gives me feet jobs," like, oh,
what? No, I would have murdered him and taken his identity. Took him.
Taken three. That's actually the plot for Taken Three. His daughter starts foot jobbing people, and
the girl's gonna be like, "I have a very special set of skills." Yes, finally.
That's fucking great. It's awesome. Bam. Awesome.
But yeah, so that's porno creep. That's one of my friends.
Is that real? Like, he went to, now he's a born again Christian, and he's like ultra. Yeah. Now he's that. He's the Christian that
I
hate.
He's the militant.
He's the Christian that I hate. He's the one that's now judging everybody else for doing what he just did last week type of shit.
Yeah.
Like, you just became a born again last, like, a year ago. Not even, like, you know, whatever. A year ago now. It's like, you can't. He's like, and he's like, oh, these heathens and all these, you know, whatever. And I'm like, you can't say that. Like, it's not. You can't.
Like, it's not like a light switch.
You're making other Christians look bad.
Yeah.
Because you're making us seem as if we're all judgmental and we're not.
Yeah.
It's like, you now. Nah, so.
Yeah, it really does. But, like, so literally, we were just. Okay. Because this was also when I was had a lot of friends of mine that still went to. That went to school with me in the Christian school. None of us maintained any kind of religiousness, religiosity, what Christianity, anything like that.
Or a made up word, realism.
or the made up word. No, but like we were all like we were bad. Like at that time, we were all like bad kids because we drank and we smoked and we smoked weed and we had sex.
Was it a Christian school or a Catholic school?
Christian school. Okay. Non-denominational Christian evangelist Christian school. Like, like they weren't no school sponsored dances. No,
that's crazy.
Yeah, like
that's crazy.
No, they didn't teach science. Like the science classes were all kind of bullshitty. Like they just had to teach.
This is Earth.
Yeah. And it was literally like if they like I wouldn't be surprised.
The science book was a fucking pamphlet.
Yeah. The science book was 3 pages. it was basically please. Like
we have oxygen.
Yeah.
And that's
about it. That's all you need to know. The rest of it's in your Bible. Please. It's like all of it was like cross-referenced to like Bible verses. Yeah.
See Genesis.
Yeah. This is when Jesus wrote dinosaurs. And, you know, it was like one of those schools where I'm surprised if you weren't there now, I wouldn't be surprised if they taught intelligent design, like the Christian science books and shit like that. Which I wouldn't be surprised. But like it was one of those schools.
Is that a bad thing? What is that? Intelligent design, what's that?
Basically it says that evolution is just a theory and that there's a creator. Well,
technically it is just a theory. No, it's a theory.
No.
Yes. And what do you mean
there's
no?
It's science.
Okay, when they said the world was flat, that was a theory. It was science, but it was a theory.
The world being flat was disproved by the Egyptians in like BC.
But it was a scientific. It was still a scientific theory at that time.
With everything evidence to prove it.
Everything is scientific theory.
A theory is not the same as a hypothesis.
Okay, but it's still a theory.
But it's not
there's
a theory.
Science
there
behind
are
a theory.
Proven theories.
There's science behind theories.
Right.
Right?
A theory is, okay, having a theory is not the same as you having a guess about something. A scientific theory, the definition is different. It means that it's a question that can be answered through math and recorded data
as what you have at that moment, because later on other sciences, other technologies may overshadow that and may say and may disprove those theories. There are a billion theories that have been disproven
by other theories.
Okay, so
not intelligent design. Evolution has never been disproved,
but that's still a theory.
Okay.
I'm not saying I don't believe in evolution. I'm not saying I don't. I'm just saying it's still a theory. As of right now, it's a theory.
Here's the thing. You're still not wrapping your head around what I'm talking about. I would have to find the actual definition of scientific theory.
But as of right now, evolution is a theory.
Based on facts.
Based on what they found. Based upon the recorded data that they have right now. Now, to what we just said 30 seconds ago, there may be a theory in the future using technologies that we have in the future to disprove that theory.
It wouldn't disprove it. It clarifies.
Jesus Christ.
You can't disprove
it. I'm sorry. Kris Kringle.
Yeah.
You can't.
But you can't disprove. All right. Let me put it to this way. We breathe air. Okay. All right. At some point, people thought we breathed air. You know, that we're like, oh, whatever. But in reality, what the air is composed of is many things.
But it's still air.
So what it does is it clarifies what the idea of air is.
Okay.
And then so yeah, we breathe air, but the 21% of it that's oxygen or what is it? It's 19% or whatever that's oxygen. That's what's important.
H2O.
Yeah.
That's water.
Yeah. But yeah, that's water. Yeah. But like nitrogen is a big part of our air that we breathe and does nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like that's what science does. It clarifies the ideas that are based on observable fact.
Right.
Observable.
There are also theories that have disproven other theories entirely.
But even those are based on like certain fossil record things and certain things like that.
Right. All I'm saying is that evolution as of right now, is a theory that's backed by scientific evidence and backed by by data that has been.
You have proof of evolution in your home right now.
Right now, yes.
So, you have proof because you have two domesticated dogs.
No, I understand. I am not disagreeing with the theory of evolution. I'm not. I'm just saying that it's a theory.
That the I am details not saying have I not like we there's that's I am the thing, not saying that we don't have history.
Evolution. I honestly do believe in evolution. Yeah. Right? I'm a Christian that believes in evolution. Now, I am just saying that's still a theory. That's my only thing. It's my only thing. We're going round and round.
Yeah.
Because I'm not saying that I will
let it go.
Oh my God. Why can't you acknowledge that it's a theory?
It's because it's misleading to say that, oh, well, it's just a theory.
No, I didn't say just a theory. I said it's a theory.
It's a theory, but
it is a theory.
Yeah, but it's
and what it, a scientific theory by definition is something that's backed by data, by gathered data and by scientific evidence. Correct? That's what we just gave the definition of a scientific theory.
That's like the surface definition.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You come with full of disclaimers. You can't just you know what you are? You're like the you're like the defense attorney's worst nightmare. You're like, just answer the fucking question.
Yeah.
Is it a theory? Well, it depends on what you
I'm answering your question. That's the definition.
And I said
there's more to it than
evolution,
that. Yeah.
Is a theory of evolution a scientific theory?
It's a theory.
Yes.
Yes. A scientific theory.
So it could
theory.
Be proven wrong at one point. In the future, it could be. I'm not saying it will be.
It can be challenged because all science can be proven wrong. So you can prove.
You're a politician, man.
No, but that's.
It can be challenged, not disproven. Why can't it be disproven? In the future, if we find something else out.
Right.
Why can't it be disproven? You're close to the door.
Are you talking about like you're talking about finding out stuff in the past?
No,
like finding out what
you're talking about. I'm talking about finding out stuff in the future that may lead us to acknowledge and recognize that the current. I'm going into the spaceball thing.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
What would
yeah.
then be now soon? Like I'm going into that type of shit. So I'm gonna let it go. I'm just saying it's a theory. It's still a theory, nonetheless. It's a theory. But what you were saying about intelligent design, you were saying that.
The school was, you know, they teach intelligent design is that there's that instead of there being this evolution of, you know, molecular life to small sea fish and then we walked on land and all that stuff, it's that
three eyed fish from The Simpsons.
Right, exactly.
Blinky.
Blinky. And what there was is that there was a creator, some sort of designer, and that built everything the way it is, as with some purpose that they don't know, and then set it in motion, so that everything that we have now was created by some sort of intelligent being or something created.
Yeah, I'm done with that. I agree with
that. Yeah, I don't, but it's been disproven.
Okay.
It's been disproven. There's actually this thing on Nova. I forget what it's
like,
called.
It's like that's what I've said. I've said that
the
for
judgment
a long,
of intelligent design or something like a Nova episode.
I've said that for a long time. I was like, yeah, I believe in evolution. I just believe that God made evolution. What's the
so you believe that God's the hands off? He built it, and then he's like, all right, let it go.
No, I just I think he built it, and he was like, and one day this is going to turn into this, and then this.
He planned evolution.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe that. All right, that's the one idea.
But I've never even known that as a quote theory. I've never known that as a...
Intelligent design. Yeah.
I never knew that. Yeah. I literally, all my life, I've always thought that.
It's not real.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Science.
It's wrong. It's not real. Science is more real.
Okay. Okay. Because you can physically touch it.
Well...
Have you ever physically touched $1 billion? So how do you know it's real? I'm going with the Santa Claus argument on this one.
You're going to go with the Santa Claus
So how do you know it's real?
That's funny.
All right. Anyways,
but there is a great document. I'm gonna look it up because I really want to.
I don't really care.
No. But for the listeners,
they don't care.
I think they do. I imagine it's incredibly.
If one person texts us that they care, or tweets us, texts us, emails us, I would be. I don't know what I can't even promise anything because I don't have anything. But I'm just saying it would be amazing to me.
Yeah, no, I'm looking it up right now. I need to just it's called Intelligent Design on Trial, and it's where they actually go to court because a bunch of
this isn't silly at all.
Yeah, they actually go to court and then they break it down, and it's
just like the N-word having the funeral for the N-word.
What?
A few years ago, they had like the NAACP, I believe it was.
They had a funeral?
They had a funeral. Literally had a funeral.
For the N-word.
And like it was a huge mass of people that went. They had a casket and the whole nine yards. They had a funeral for the N-word because their whole thing was to...
So that it's dead.
Yeah, so that they get rid of the word.
Right.
But they literally had a physical casket in the whole nine yards.
Wow.
And so that's... As silly as that sounds, that's how silly this sounds. Intelligent design on trial. Like, this sounds like a bunch of nerds that have way too much time in their hands.
Well,
and they just,
no. What it was
they
is that
stopped playing Magic the Gathering for a week to be able to dress up in suits and go to court for a trial that doesn't exist.
Watch it. It's called no. It went to like the Supreme Court of the state of I can't remember. It was somewhere in New England.
Arkansas.
No. It was in New England somewhere. And then what it was is that the science it's like a very religious community, and it was in the public schools, right? So they got the science teachers. They were like trying to force them to teach science, to teach intelligent design as an alternative,
right?
You know, whatever.
Well, why can't that be an elective?
Well, I guess it could be, but they were trying to teach it as science.
That'd be a good elective because, you know, when you come to a point where you're like, okay, you could either take marine biology or biology, or you could take intelligent design. I think that should be an option.
It could be. Yeah, it's fine if it is. But they were teaching it as the science curriculum.
Okay.
And then then what happened was that the teachers petitioned it against it, and then so there were like death threats and all this stuff. It actually happened, went down, and then so they went to court to try and to prove that it was a valid science.
Every time I hear about teachers getting death threats for something that they believe in, I just think of Coach Carter.
Coach Carter.
They go break through his window, let them play. Like, I'm sorry, I don't know why I think I just every time. But death threats, I mean, yeah. It's not that
but yeah,
serious.
So and they go on court and they just break it all down, and then so it's basically the intelligent design idea was like it's like it was one company trying to spread this idea so that they could sell their textbooks and spread infiltrate school systems with the Bible. It was super interesting. It was so interesting for both sides. Because it was so interesting how like people use the Bible and all that shit to like get their own way and make money, but they mask it with the church.
Or same thing what people do with science.
Yeah, the whole cloning thing.
Yeah,
that people
try to manipulate
money.
Like in the stem cell research and they go, don't you want to fix your child? And they fucking play upon the emotions of people, who are going through a loved one being sick. They play upon that. In reality, all they want is the fucking money.
Well, what they want is to do the research. They want to do the experimental thing so that they can get the results,
right.
So that they can get a grant.
But they play on the whole human emotion, and it's like, you're just being it's just on both sides. It's just fucking evil on both sides. Like, you do. They're playing on one, and I'm not even saying I'm against stem cell research because I'm not. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't understand the what example you're giving.
The example you gave was that this company.
Yeah.
Was using intelligent design as a way of like using the Bible,
using
the school system
to try and get their own shit.
To try and get their own to at the end of the day, just make more money for them to be able to sell more books,
right?
More textbooks, right?
Yeah.
That's bottom line.
Yes,
and that's how I feel about. There's a lot of things. There's the same thing could be said for science when they go certain things like, hey, don't you want if your son got ill, wouldn't you want to be able to, fix him, with stem cell research? That's completely possible. It's like, well, now you don't really want to help those people. You really just want to do the research and get the grants and get the money because now you get
but there's more of a chance.
You don't want to help people.
There's more of a chance of an experience. Like, if you've exhausted all opportunities.
I get that. I understand. You're still masking one thing. You're still representing. You're selling one thing when in reality you want something else.
I mean, ultimately,
and it's a means of getting that. I understand it's a means to get there.
Right.
But you're still selling it as something
else. But it's like when you've exhausted the reasonable, you give the ridiculous a try. So like when something is seen.
That's how I feel. That's why I give science a shot, man.
Yeah, yeah. You give the ridiculous a try.
If anybody's still listening, it'd be amazing.
No, I mean, realistically, all this stuff, the science, like when you get into this whole argument, you're always going to. Like rub people the wrong way because you're attacking. I don't know. People take it personal. So when you talk about religion or anything like that, immediately people, science or whatever, people are like, "So are you saying my God isn't real. I don't want to talk to you if you're saying my God isn't real. I don't know why I did a little bit of a Southern accent.
I don't know. The gay. Have you watched The Campaign yet?
Yes. Yeah. I've seen it.
Oh, you've seen it.
Yeah.
But I thought.
I'd done that. I'd been doing that voice. And then I'd watched it the whole time.
I'm sorry. I'm still trying to find somebody who I could talk to about it. We haven't talked about it. But that movie is so fucking good.
We talked about
that
it.
That fucking scar, man.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Ooh. Oh, hey. That's gross. That's gross.
But yeah, so science is great. And
God is great.
God is great also.
God is love, and love is great. Therefore, God
I
is
saw
great.
This thing where it's like, Barack Obama is not the brown skin socialist giver away of free health care. You're thinking of Jesus.
That's funny. He was.
And as Jesus said about the gays, nothing. Not a word.
I don't think anything was said about the gays back then. Did they have gay people back then? Of course they did.
They talk about it in the Old Testament.
Of course they had gay people back then. It's called Rome.
Yeah. I've seen Spartacus.
Yeah, I've seen Rome.
Yeah,
the
Rome.
Fucking,
oh,
holy
God.
Shit.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me, is this gay thing everywhere? Oh, it is. Okay. He's your boy servant. Right.
He fetches your wine. Right.
By wine, you mean your semen? Okay.
Oh, man, I have something. Now that you brought that up, shit's gross. Sure. I don't know if I want to say it. But
dude, is it coming on some Chinese lady's carpet?
Oh, yeah. That's right. Okay. So, but this is that's funny. This is gross. There's a thing. I found out about this thing where these people are called human wine decanters.
What is that?
What?
Is that the one they spit into something?
Decant means to air out, right? Or to, like, you know, those little containers that you pour the wine in and then you pour it out from there.
Yes, I see my...
A wine decanter?
I see my parents, the in-laws do that.
Yeah. What these guys do is they get like a catheter.
Mm-hmm.
They fill their bladders with wine. Like, they fill it, like, they just pump up full of wine, and then they pull the catheter out, and they will then pour, the wine.
Hey, does everybody, I'm sorry to interrupt, really quick, does everybody need a catheter at one point in their life? Are you going to, like, have to get a catheter at one point in your life?
Maybe, prostate problems, you know, stuff, people can't pee. It's dangerous if you don't pee. You need to get it all out of there. Yeah, it's not fun.
I just, every time I hear that now, and the older I get, I go,
yeah.
I don't
so
want
even,
one.
Like that, as
one.
Uncomfortable as in your mind, this guy's electively doing this. he puts the catheter in, right? So he puts it in. He pours a bunch of wine in there.
Into his bladder.
So, yeah.
So he doesn't drink it.
No.
That would be gross.
That's gross. He pours wine into his bladder. He goes around at parties, like, he's hired to do this, and
I swear on
science or something real.
Or something real.
Yes.
Okay.
But I swear
science is
on
real.
Your Lord
Jesus
and
made
my
science.
Science
is real. Jesus made it.
He goes around and he will pour the wine.
How does he do that? Does he take out the catheter at that point?
Yes.
What?
So he's holding.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God.
Shut up.
I swear to God.
He has a catheter.
Yes.
He's holding his dick.
So he has a cock, right?
Right.
And he puts the catheter into his. Okay, so now the tube's. I'm going to explain this again.
Right.
The tube's in his bladder.
Right.
So what it is that he empties his bladder of urine, so there's no pee in there.
Right. That would be gross.
That would be gross. And then so he hooks up a I don't know if it's like the wine in the bag in the box, the wine, I don't know, that would probably be easier, the bottle would be weird.
Oh, yeah, you did an IV.
Yeah, like he just hooks it up like an IV bag into his bladder, fills up his bladder with urine, pulls the catheter out. And then
you know that
I'm
that
doing
scene?
It in a yanking motion. So
yeah. Remember that scene from Hot Tub Time Machine when he just fucking
yeah, that's brutal. Yeah, and then
real? Is that how it happens?
It's worse. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's worse. And because there's a balloon, and they inflate a balloon at the end of the catheter when they give you a catheter, so that it doesn't pull out. So you have to pull a fully inflated balloon out of your penis. Yeah, that's a real thing. Everybody cringing right now, all listeners. This is real. This is real life. Yeah. So then at parties.
Oh, oh my God, I just, that shit is killing me.
Yeah, yeah. So at parties, this man will go around to people's table and is like, would you like some more wine? And then they're like, yes, please. They hold out their glass. He plops out his dick onto into the glass, pees out the wine, and then these people drink it.
So he pees out the wine, so the catheter is not in there anymore.
No, no, the catheter is not there. So now it's just coming out his pee hole. It's like he's peeing the wine out.
But he took the pee out already.
The pee's gone, all supposedly, right. But he's you're always making a little pee. Right. You know, you're always making some. Uh-huh. And then so that is, and then he would go back, refill, and then
do the catheter again.
It depends on how many people want wine. I don't know.
No.
I don't know. I don't know.
How would you subject?
I don't know the details. I walked out after that. But that
you
like,
walked out. What this is happening at a party?
No. The story. They were telling a story.
Then you fainted.
Yeah. Then I woke up. Had a huge bump on my head, and someone was pouring me a glass of wine, and from his penis. It was, but literally, like I heard this story, and I was like, get the fuck no.
And do they when they do wine tastings? Does every person's review is like, it's a little tangy.
It's yeah. There's a little hint
wood and
ammonia. I'm detecting a hint of piss. I'm detecting a hint of piss.
It's a little woody. It's a grainier.
It's grainy.
Earthier.
Has he been jerking off in the morning? Because it's cloudy. This is cloudy.
It's a cloud. Yeah.
This is cloudy wine.
Okay. It has spots. It has. There. It has. What is it? It bleeds.
It has the legs. The legs.
Yeah, the legs. Right. That's a the new legs. Definition too. Yeah.
That's a thing, bro.
I learned all about this shit when they were at Napa. They're like, it has legs. I'm like, what the fuck has legs?
Okay. It's got a nose. It's got legs.
I don't know what this means.
You're trying to make this a woman, aren't you? At what point are you going to talk about this wine's tits?
Yeah.
This wine's pussy has aged.
What? Yes.
What? What happened?
No, I meant pour me a glass is what I meant. Yeah. Let's get some.
Yeah. One of the pussy wines. Give me one of the pussy wines.
I'll take the.
We have penis wine over here. No, no.
I'll take the 91 high school pussy. No?
That's terrible. Okay. That's terrible. You crossed the line, Mary.
I didn't cross the line because 91, she will be 21.
She's 21. It's fine.
It's not high school. If you're in high school, then you...
you're slow.
You're slow.
Yeah. Poor girl.
Or a criminal, and you've just been held back
maybe,
a couple times.
Yeah, yeah,
so
maybe.
You're it's not that you're slow. So.
You're either dumb or a degenerate.
But either way, it's with a D.
You're going to grow up to be a human wine decanter. That shit's real, bro.
How do you find people... First of all, who comes up with this idea? Who goes, hey, we need to get a human?
I don't know. I don't know why.
What happens first? Does the idea come first, and does the need... Or the supply comes from, which comes first?
The supply or the demand? I don't know.
What comes first? Does somebody go, hey man, I have a special talent. It began as a frat joke.
Yeah.
But now I can do it on command and now I enjoy it.
Yeah.
This is what I do. I get a catheter and then somebody goes, oh my God, I was thinking of somebody.
I've been looking for the exact economics comes together. There's a supply and a demand, and it works out perfectly. Like, there's a balance.
I really want to know who came up with this first.
Bro, I have no idea.
The chicken or the egg, right?
Yeah, I don't know, but really, like, I can't imagine. Look, I don't know about the gay scene. I'm not in it. But if I were to imagine it, I still don't think there's people out there that are like, yeah, I'd like to drink wine out of someone's bladder.
But it doesn't have to be. Why does it have to do with anything with being gay? Like, just, hey.
Apparently,
like
this was a gay thing.
I like a. Oh, really?
That's what I got from it.
Is it because somebody's dick was on your glass?
Yeah. There's just a bunch of dicks out there.
Somebody's just has a dick on your glass. Like yes,
no, and then
please
I started
pour me wine.
Then I started like really analyzing it because you know like when you're a comic, you start to like you're over like you go too far with it. So I'm like, does he shake it off? Like how does he not dribble? Like does he like how many shakes does he give?
Does he do a spin in the glass?
Yeah. Does he have a napkin?
Does he have a napkin where he like gets the
does he tie a napkin
drill?
Around his penis like they do the wine bottles?
Yes.
Like how? Like in my mind, I'm totally picturing it. Like, is there a cork? Maybe there's a cork. Like who puts a cork?
And
in.
Is everybody? Do you walk around with like a number on your chest? Where you like, I'm the 78 Chardonnay.
Yeah. Like, well, how do you
I'm
know what
fucking,
kind? Of...
Like, is like, excuse me, I'm not looking for you. I'm looking for the 92. Like,
oh yeah. Pardon me. And is there a white wine? How would you know what it is? It would look like piss.
Yeah. Now there's a white wine carried by the white guys, and then the red wine by black guys.
I don't know. I believe it would be more dramatic if a white guy put the red wine.
Right.
Because then all of a sudden this dark liquid is coming out of this man. And then the white wine would just look like piss.
Honestly, As disgusting as that whole thing is, really the part that I can't get over is a catheter. I can't get over that part.
It's just no fun.
If you said, hey, man, we had on the show a clip of a lady drinking her own urine.
That was a throwback episode.
That was already gross, all right?
Yeah.
So I'm already kind of, it's gross, and I'm not saying, hey, I like it and I'm into it. I'm just saying, yeah, that's gross. But the part that gives me the fucking shivers is that the guy voluntarily says, give me a fucking catheter, and I'm going to take it out.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me? Once you put a catheter in me, bro, I'm never taking that shit out. Ever taking that shit out.
Like, that's, you know, just, that, well, then it gets infected.
Clean it. Or put something. I got to make a self-cleaning fucking catheter.
Yeah, maybe.
You invent that shit.
Invent a
self- billionaire, bro.
Because then you'll never have to take a... But then you can't stop yourself from like pissing. You'd have to plug up the catheter because it just straight comes out. It just dribbles out.
Yeah, just plug it.
Yeah, you're fine.
Find a plug. I don't understand. Either you plug up your dick or we take the shit out of your urethra.
Yeah.
Plug up my dick, doc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Doctor, please plug up my dick.
That's the weirdest request I've ever heard.
Please. Please. Please don't pull this out.
That's
please.
Yeah.
Are you gonna, do you put me unconscious when you rip it out? Are you unconscious?
No.
Can you request that?
No. I mean, in an emergency situation, it's all about speed to get that catheter in there. And I'm talking about like in the ER.
Oh, but to put it in, is it as bad to put it in as it is to put it out?
Putting it in is the hard part.
Really? I thought putting it out. Because I just keep thinking about that scene from Hot Tub Time Machine where he's like,
Okay. No. It's got a... Okay, so there's like a bulb at the end of it, right? So like this is the catheter. And then at the end, there's a little sleeve that you... There's like a tube that comes up the catheter. You hit it with liquid, and then it inflates this ball at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So now, like, here's the end. It can't get past this. So if you pull on it, it's pulling here.
Mm-hmm.
If you pull on it hard enough, it starts to widen your urethra.
Right.
And you're basically stretching out and tearing everything.
Oh my God.
So, but to take it out, you just deflate the ball and pull it out. I mean, it's not like...
Also, it doesn't hurt when you pull it out?
No.
So putting it in is when it hurts.
Yeah. That, bro, trust me.
Man, like, the way you said it, bro, that's just not fun.
And I've never had one. No. I've never had one. But the problem is that I've had to help people put them into, like, female nurses, just like, because they don't know. I mean, I'm sure it hurts for women too, but I only have a dick and ball. I only know my parts.
Right.
How they feel.
And do they put it in like without any
kind they lube it up. They have to lube it up and they put
they
like,
lube up your urethra?
Some you can inject it in there. It's uncomfortable. It's all bad. All bad.
But uncomfortable is one thing. A massive amount of pain is just the fucking...
Here's the thing. These guys, they're blocked up. So they from the inside, people with like big prostates or some other problem that they can't pee.
Is there a way to avoid getting...
The bladder gets all...
Is there a way... Like if you take care of your prostate...
You got to take care of your prostate. You got to take care of your
kidneys. You got to lube it up and you got to put your finger in your ass and you got to lube up.
No, you don't do that. A doctor does. A doctor does.
I gotta stop.
Yeah. You gotta.
I gotta stop. So I don't massage my own prostate.
I have to actually look. If you want to do a Woobro interview, whatever. I got a doctor's appointment. I'm gonna have to get it done soon.
Really?
Yeah.
Prostate
cancer runs in my family. I gotta take care of myself. You know?
You gotta get a prostate massage.
It's one finger, not two. I don't know. It's not a pussy.
I don't know why you're holding up two fingers.
I didn't even notice that. It's one. Not the thumb.
Okay, so
it's like you're not telling. Good job, buddy. Fuck. Hey. You know you're not doing that.
Fuck that.
Yeah. It's one. You get in there.
Just,
you feel around.
It's about a doctor or a fucking nurse, and I put in tin and put in a catheter. I'll be like, bring the rain. That's awesome. I thought of it and I started laughing. No, I was like, I can't even get this shit out. That's so fucking funny.
Oh, Orlando.
Bring the rain.
Oh, my goodness.
Good times.
Speaking of, have you been shooting lately?
I did. I went shooting last week. I went shooting on Sun.
Did you go Sunshine? You went to the range again?
No. She hasn't. I haven't texted her yet, to be honest with you.
Okay.
And, but I went to the Tamami Trail range. Mm-hmm. Which is so much cheaper than the indoor range that I was going to before.
Yeah, yeah.
The difference is the indoor range is very nice. It's like air conditioned.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're outside.
It's air conditioned. Even though the day that I went was beautiful weather. Like, if you were going to go...
Yeah, that's like the
If you were going to go to the outside, that was the day.
Yeah.
So the indoor range, you go and then you put in the little, you press a button and it sends a your own personal target all the way back and forward and so
can
on.
Can you shoot
on.
Other people's targets?
You could, but it's pretty stupid to do that.
Would they be mad?
I'm sure they would. I mean,
what the fuck?
Especially if you sucked, you'd be like, why are you?
No, imagine like you start just like headshotting all the other targets, like blah, 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 blah.
I went to the time, I mean, it's so much cheaper. It's like $10 and you can shoot as much as you want. You got to take your own ammo, but you can shoot as much as you want. Right. As opposed to this other place where it's like $15 for the lane, $2 for the target, and then they charge you $15 an hour for each lane. So
what?
$15 per person per lane. So if there's two of you, each of you are paying $15 for that lane.
Wow.
Each.
Do they have contests? Like they have bowling leagues?
Remember the cop told us. The guy told us that. He was a state champion and champ and this and that. I'm like, oh, I guess they do. I saw this guy next
to me. But they don't have like bowling centers have like a league. I want to start bowling again, actually.
I do. I actually want to start bowling. Start bowling.
That's Boobro outing. We're going to do some bowling.
I would love to go bowling. What I'm talking about is the guy next to me, like two stalls down from me. His target was missing a big giant piece in the middle. He fucking shot out the entire fucking, like, it wasn't the exact middle. It was like the middle down to the
where
lower
the heart would be.
on the other, it would be the opposite side of the
heart. Out a liver.
But it, like, it was a fucking massive, like, the target is what literally the size of this paper.
Uh-huh.
Right? And he, like, it was like a fist. That was missing from the fucking paper.
What kind of gun was he shooting? Or was that just...
He was shooting a 40.
Was it just like him like picking away at that same spot the whole time?
Yeah, yeah. The whole time just kept picking at it. And I'm like, holy fuck. That is amazing.
Just keep an eye on that, man.
Oh, shit.
Why isn't he in the military being a sharpshooter?
I don't know if he was in the military. I don't know. I mean, I didn't ask. I mean, I asked him. I go, what kind of gun are you using for that? And he goes, because he was shooting with one certain kind of gun, and he was showing me that. And then he goes, the target, the way it is now, that's because of my 40. So he was just shooting with a 40. Which, a 40 is a powerful weapon, but it's not, you know what I mean? Like,
make the same hole with a shotgun.
Yeah, you can. You got to get real close and then shoot the fucking shotgun.
Yep.
I posted my target up because I haven't been there in 4 months. It's my birthday, September 3rd. So I haven't been there in 4 months. And I posted my target up and somebody commented on Instagram. They were like, did you use a shotgun? And I'm like,
because it looks like a spread.
It's not horrible, but it's bad compared. I mean, I was doing so much better. And then it just got.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, but I was getting better at the. And that's the thing that sucks about the trail, Tanami Trail, is that when it's an outside range, so you can't just go and pick up your target whenever you want. They give you 15 minutes to shoot as much as you want. Then they stop everybody from shooting. Then they bring a buzzer where everybody walks out onto the fucking range, picks up their target or puts down their target or whatever. Right.
Can you bring other stuff to shoot? Like, not a paper target. Can I bring, like, milk jugs?
Oh,
watermelons?
I don't know. You could bring that. They tell you can't bring silhouettes. You can't bring human silhouettes.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
You can't. It's only got to be
It's a watermelon.
Yeah, I know that. I don't know. I'm telling you. I don't fucking know. I asked specifically about zombie silhouettes. Can I bring a zombie? They go, no zombies. They go, but zombies aren't real. And he goes, you don't know that. I go, you're right.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Touché.
I got nothing for it. Like, he's already had that fucking answer.
Yeah, like, he's
postered. I'm like, holy shit. All right.
Like, you're like the 9 millionth person to ask him. Like, but zombie targets?
I'm not. No, I go, zombie targets. He goes, no zombie targets. And I go, but zombies aren't even real. And he goes, well, do you know that? And I go, no, I don't. Sorry.
He had that one in his back pocket.
Fucking son of a bitch.
Like, man. Funky Finger Productions.
Son of a bitch. Bam!
Yeah. For Howard, I seem to be fresh. Where did I put that? Bam! God, wow, what an old reference.
Yes, I love that.
Oh,
I
my
love
God.
That. I love that. So, yeah, man, I want to go. So, I want to keep on shooting now that I found Time Amy Trail. I knew about it before. I just, I was like, I don't want to go outside. It's fucking hot or whatever. But now that I know it's $10.
Yeah.
Shoot all day. Fuck that. I'm going there.
You'll sweat.
I got to get binoculars, man. Because my vision isn't great and I'm not talking about getting binoculars to shoot. I'm talking about when I shoot, I want to be able to see what I shot.
You can't go get it.
Yeah,
because
I can't go get it. So
you don't know how to adjust.
Exactly. Gotcha. So that's what I want to do. I want to just get that binocular and just be like that dude. I want to be that dude.
Yeah.
That's using a what normal people do with rifles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With fucking long distance shootings, I'll do it at 15 yards. I'm like,
yeah.
right, move it over
we should
to the
go,
right.
We should go with your father-in-law and bring some rifles out there, man.
Yeah, he has a bunch of rifles. You would love.
I'm down. I'm down for the next time you want to do it. I
think Saturday would be a fun time. I don't know if you work Saturday.
I think I do.
Yeah. Well, you're a loser.
I work Sunday too, but then I'm going to the show.
Yeah, I'm going to the show. You work Sunday the day during the day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. But, well. Anyways, we gave you the old school picks. It's the first episode of the year.
Happy New Year. Yeah.
Did we
addressed it at the beginning.
Well, we said that what you do for New Year's
Eve. For New Year's Eve.
Say Happy New Year.
But yeah, so Happy New Year to all the listeners, because you guys, we made it through a year.
And we will be here for another year because
you paid for it.
Because Podbean automatically took the money out of my account, I did not know that. I woke up this morning and I said, hey, Podbean has taken $200 out. So I'm good for the next year.
So we're also working on growing a little more. We've got some ideas and stuff. And if you have any marketing idea, how do you want to spread the word, the WooBro word? We want to hear from you guys too. So we want to I have big plans for this year.
I do. I have big plans too. So I'm looking forward to it. Did you hear about it?
Specifically, what
did you didn't hear?
No.
Burr, burr, burr.
The bird is the word. You son of a bitch. I was like, oh shit, I'm going to have to edit this part out.
Oh my gosh, what's going on? Anyways, so just in that fucking Family Guy. Did you see the picture that I posted of that fucking ice cream bar that they have at Publix?
Yeah, Fat Boy.
That Fat Boy. Have you ever heard of that before? I had never seen that.
Delicious.
And it's a brand of ice cream. This is the picture. I took a picture of the ice cream sandwiches. But they actually have ice cream.
More?
There's other different kinds of ice
fucking
cream.
Fucking cheat, damn. Buying a box of that.
And it was Fat Boy ice cream. And I was like, this is the worst marketing plan ever.
I'm going to buy that for my cheat day and take a picture of it, eating it on my cheat day.
That's awesome.
And that will be the world will come together. That's all united.
I come together right now.
You want to know I was bringing up all the songs? Because I was like, I need more music to choose from to throw into the intro and the outro. Break.
Well, we got to pick one song for the intro and stick with it. And I don't know what song that is because I don't think we've hit a song that is universal. That is, like, if you listen to, aside from the fact that we need to get a theme song, but we need to get a song to pick and play it at the intro every single time.
We need our song.
Yeah. And even if it's not a song that's made for us or by us or whatever, it's.
But something that we epitomizes WooBro.
Well, yeah. And it's just, and it would be the same song. Like, I know Jay Moore has, I don't know, it's some fucking, I don't remember, some rock song. If you heard it.
I would immediately know.
Well, you did at one point. You go, oh, does he have that say? And you gave me the title song. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Panama Van Halen.
I think it is Van Halen.
Panama.
I don't know. His had rhythm.
Wow, it was pretty spot on. You commenting and judging me for my singing ability and mouth noises.
Of course.
That's ironic.
Yes. I concur and I agree. you got new. I'm looking through Instagram and I'm trying to show you something. But I'll show you when we get off the air. But anyways, I want to thank you guys for checking us out. Again, check out the WooBro podcast, the WooBro Facebook, which is facebook.com/WooBroPod. That's WUBROPOD. And then check out the Twitter at Nary Signs, at Mike Mercadal, at WooBroPod as well on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So make sure you guys...
And be sure to check us out Sunday at the Miami Improv, January 6th.
All right. So, yeah, make sure if you guys are listening to this on time, with enough time to be able to watch, check out the show. Please check out the show.
And tell us you come up to us afterwards.
And tell us you listen to the podcast. That'd
be awesome. I listen to WhatsApp, bro. I love your old school picks. They're not bad. I think your old school picks are the best, Mike. You're amazing. I love you, Mike.
That's not going to happen.
I love you, Mike.
That could happen. If your mom goes or something, they could be like, I love you, Mike.
I think she's going.
But they love your old school picks, that's...
Even my mom would be like, Mike, your old school picks are adequate. I love you.
Your old school picks are... They fall into the category. They fall into the definition of what old school pick would be.
They fit into the
description
accurately. They're accurately into the category.
They fit adequately into the vague
You're so
description.
Handsome, I love you.
adequately into the vague description.
Yeah.
All right, man. You guys have been great. Thank you guys checking us out. And check us out at the Miami Improv if you can, because that is how winning is done.
This is done, man.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner, winner, bird.